The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. The Bible says God formed man out of the dust of the earth. God also says he's the potter and we are the clay. Meaning, God was the one who formed, molded, and shaped mankind to look and to be the way we are as physical human beings. But God the Master Potter wasn't finished with man in his physical state. God is still the potter and is still forming the clay, the physical human being, to put the finishing touches on him so man may reach his destiny of being born as a spirit being right into the family of God. That is, if this clay will become pliable in the hands of the Master Potter. We had nothing to say about the way or the time that we were born or how we looked. Adam and Eve had nothing to say about the time they were created or how they looked. Nothing at all as to their form and shape or their mind, because they had no life until God breathed into man the breath of life. So the Master Potter didn't have anyone trying to rebel and saying, "I don't like the way you are forming me," at the time of the physical creation. But God wasn't finished with the creation of mankind when he created man as a physical being. Only the physical creation of man was completed. God gave man not just only a brain, but a mind as well, which is a spiritual component that can be linked to God by the Holy Spirit. So the finishing touches of God's spiritual creation for mankind can be complete. But now that we have life, we have something to say as to the way we want to be or the way we want to remain as far as our mindset, attitude, and character is concerned. God is still the Master Potter. We are still the clay, and God can only change us and make us into his finished product, his spiritual creation, if we are willing and pliable in his hands, because we have a mind that can and does rebel against the Master Potter, his word, and his law. We seem to like self the way we are. We grew up with self. We are used to self. It's the only way we know. Now let me repeat that, my friends. We seem to like self the way we are. We grew up with self. We are used to self. It's the only way we know, and we think it is the best way. So we are afraid to even try to change because we are too concerned about what others will think about us. So we continue to rebel against God's authority in our life. We continue to rebel against the Master Potter, God Almighty. Whereas, if we would begin to yield to the Master Potter, he would lead us through the process of putting the finishing touches of his spiritual creation on us. Notice what God has to say about mankind in general in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 64, beginning in verse 5. It says this, speaking of God here, "You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you and your ways." In other words, God is telling us here, as he tells us in other places in the Bible, that he is with those that are with him, that is, those that are obeying him. It says, "You are indeed angry, for we have sinned. In these ways we continue, and we need to be saved." Yes, my friend, God isn't contented, God isn't satisfied with the way that we have acted and the way that we are, leaving him, cutting ourselves off from God, being sinners. And God says, in these ways, the way of sin, we continue, and we need to be saved. And it means as well that we need to change. We need to change our life, our lifestyle, our ways, our thinking, our mindset, and our attitude so that God can save us. God says we continue in our sins. We have a mind that can choose to obey the Master Potter or choose to rebel against him. We have chosen to rebel. And God says we need to be saved. That means, as I said, we need to change. And it means we need to yield to the Master Potter and begin living by his law, the Ten Commandments, which God says are righteous. God tells us that we need to remember God in his ways. God's ways are the ways of righteousness. God lives by his laws, and he commands this clay, human beings, to do the same. And if we would, we would be pliable in the hands of the Master Potter, and God could and would form, mold, and shape us into his finished product, into his finished work. And God could and would begin delivering us from these ways that has brought all the curses on us. And that would be a big blessing, wouldn't it? Now notice in verse 6, "But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. Yes, we're a nation that calls ourselves a Christian nation. In other words, same as saying that we are a righteous people. God says our righteousness are as filthy rags in His sight. We fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Notice that, my friends. God says our sins, our iniquities, has taken us away, and it means that it has taken us away from our God, has separated us from our God. Yes, our iniquities has brought many problems on us, and has separated us from our God. Yes, our sins have taken us away from the Master Potter. Notice what God says about this in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. It says this, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear." Now notice verse 7 of Isaiah 64 again. "There is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and have consumed us because of our iniquities." Well, let's read verse 7 again here. "And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you." Now God is saying that there is no one that's really seeking Him, that's really seeking to obey Him, live by His law, live by the standard that God has given us to live by. And I might ask, do you get excited about serving the true God? That would mean, do you get excited about obeying God? Not just half-heartedly, but wholeheartedly. You may want to ask yourself that question as well. Notice going on here in verse 8, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hands." Yes, God says that we're the clay, and He's the potter, and that we should let Him form and mold and shape us into the vessel that He wants us to be. God is the potter, the one who made us as a physical human being, and at that time we couldn't rebel against His physical creation. But God had to give man a mind so he could yield to God and allow Him to make you a spirit being by linking your mind up with God's Holy Spirit and taking this physical matter through the process of spiritual growth of building the mind, the attitude, the character of God the Father and Jesus the Christ to be born as a spiritual son of God and brother of Jesus Christ right into the God family. Or we can choose to rebel against God and bring all these evils on us. And finally, the second death, which is the final penalty or wages of sin if we don't yield to the Master Potter. Notice what God has to say in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 18, beginning in verse 1. "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Eternal, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred, or it was ruined in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Now God is asking us a question. He says, why don't you allow me to form and mold and shape you into the vessel that I intended you to become and that I want you to be? Just as this potter can change and form and mold and shape a piece of clay into the vessel that he wants to make it. Notice in verse 7, "The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it." God says we can turn and have a better life. Notice verse 9, "And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good I said I would benefit it." So God is telling us that you can change. You can repent and change and allow God to form you and mold you and shape you into the vessel that He wants you to be. Well, God made man from the dust of the earth. God says we are the clay, that God should be able to form and shape into a vessel of honor to God. But due to the fact that God has told us to choose and gave us a mind to do so, then we use our mind in disobedience and in rebelling against the Master Potter. We choose not to be pliable in the hands of God. As I said earlier in this program, we lack self. the way we are. And as long as we are in love with self, God can't mold you to come to the point that you think and act like God. My friend, do you know that's what salvation is all about? Is the fact that God is forming and molding and shaping those that He calls and that hear that call and that takes Him up on that call, that takes Him up on that invitation. God is forming and molding and shaping His mind, His attitude, and His character, which it is His holy mind, His holy character, and His holy attitude in those that will be pliable in His hands. And that's what salvation is all about. Well, God can't mold you and bring you to the point that you think and act like God unless you are pliable in His hands, unless you are willing to be, because you have a mind to choose, to think, and to plan. It's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance. That is, to the point that you want to change. But you have to want to be pliable in the hands of God, the Master Potter. And when you begin to yield to God, He will begin to form, mold, and shape you into the vessel He desires you to be, just as a potter can form and shape a vessel he wants to make. The point is, if you know you should change your life for the better, and you have a desire to do so, it just may be that God is calling or leading you or inviting you to come to Him through repentance. Will you accept His invitation? You need to give some thought to that question. Will you accept God's invitation of being led to repentance and accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you would like more guidance in a spiritual sense, if you would like more understanding of what you need to do to be in the good graces of God and to allow God to form and mold and shape you and give you salvation, we invite you to request our free articles, Journey to the Kingdom and Coming to Baptism. There's absolutely no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you. You won't hear from us again unless you request it. So request your free articles, Journey to the Kingdom, and the article, Coming to Baptism, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. So call us and request Journey to the Kingdom and Coming to Baptism, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. You need these articles, my friends. You need to perk up your ears and listen to what God is saying. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, saying thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to this station daily or weekly, depending as to which station you hear The Way It Ought to Be program on. Have a good day. May God open your mind and your heart and your understanding to choose His way.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.